All right, so today we're taking a deep dive right into the heart of Australia.
Okay.
Swan Hill, to be precise.
That's warm.
It does. And we're looking at the Community Rehabilitation Center and their respiratory service.
Mm-hmm.
We've got their brochure here, and let me tell you, this thing is packed with info.
Awesome.
So whether you're, you know, dealing with a cough that just won't quit,
right,
or you're actually facing, you know, more serious breathing issues, or honestly, even if you just want to learn how to, like, take better care of your lungs,
mm-hmm,
this deep dive is for you.
Well, one thing that really jumped out at me just looking at this brochure is the sheer number of conditions they address.
Oh, really?
I mean, we're talking everything from asthma, which, I mean, a lot of people are familiar with that. Yeah. You know, your airways narrow and swell, making it tough to breathe.
Yeah, yeah.
But then they go into things like bronchiectasis. Have you heard of that one?
I have not.
It's a condition that actually damages the airways and makes it really hard to clear mucus. Oh, wow.
They even work with people who are oxygen dependent or have had lung transplants.
Okay. So this is not just a cough clinic?
No.
This is for, like, the big leagues of breathing problems.
Absolutely. This is serious stuff.
So, okay. But with all these different conditions they cover, how easy is it to actually, you know, get help?
That's what impressed me, actually. They've made it super accessible. You can get a referral from your doctor, a specialist,
okay,
or you can even refer yourself. They've even got a QR code right on the brochure,
yeah,
for self-referral.
A QR code?
Yeah.
So, like, I could just, like, scan this with my phone and bam, I'm on the road to better breathing.
Pretty much, yeah. It's 2025, right? We got to brace the tech.
I love that. But, you know, I'm sure some people are still more comfortable, you know, going the traditional route, talking to their GP, getting a referral that way.
Yeah, of course. And that option's still there.
Okay, good.
It's all about, you know, giving people options, making them comfortable. Options, I like it.
But yeah, the QR code, that's a nice touch, shows they're with the times.
Okay, so let's talk about, like, what they actually offer.
Right.
Because we've talked about, you know, who it's for, how to get in the door.
Yep.
But what do they actually do?
So they've got individual appointments. They've got pulmonary rehab, asthma education, spirometry. It's a pretty comprehensive list.
Comprehensive. There's that word again.
Mm-hmm.
What really jumps out at you from all that?
I think for me, the pulmonary rehab program is really fascinating.
Okay.
It's an 8-week program, and the goal is to help people with chronic lung conditions really take control of their health.
You know? Okay. 8 weeks, that's a pretty serious commitment.
Yeah.
What makes this program so, like, impactful over that time?
You know, I think it's the team. They've got this amazing holistic approach.
Holistic. I like that word.
So you've got a respiratory nurse, an exercise physiologist, a speech pathologist.
Wait, hold on.
A counselor, an occupational therapist, and a dietitian.
Okay, they're throwing everything at this.
They are.
But a speech pathologist. What does that have to do with lungs?
Yeah, it's interesting, right? So sometimes certain lung conditions can actually lead to voice and swallowing issues.
Oh, I never thought of that.
And the speech pathologist can help with that. And then you've got the occupational therapist who teaches relaxation and stress reduction techniques.
Okay, so not a spa day, but I guess learning to relax could definitely help you breathe better.
Absolutely. Your mind and body, they're all connected.
Now, they also mentioned something called spirometry. What is that exactly?
Yeah, so spirometry, it's a breathing test, basically.
Okay.
But it's more than just, like, blowing into a tube.
Okay.
It measures how much air you can breathe in, how much you can breathe out, and how quickly you can do it.
Got it.
And that gives a really good picture of your lung function.
So, like, early detection kind of thing.
Exactly.
See if anything's, like, starting to go a bit wonky.
Yep, exactly.
Now, they do mention that they don't usually do this test on kids under 6.
Yeah.
So, parents listening, if you've got a kid over 6 and you're, you know, worried about their breathing, this could be a good option.
Definitely worth considering.
Now, let's talk about the elephant in the room, the cost.
Yeah.
Because, you know, specialized services like this, they can get pretty pricey.
You'd think so, right?
Yeah.
But actually, they've done a really good job of keeping it affordable.
Okay.
There is a $10 fee for most appointments, but, and this is huge, it's completely free for DVA cardholders, Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islanders, and children under 18.
Wow, that's fantastic.
It is.
They're really making sure that, like, financial concerns don't get in the way of people getting the help they need.
Absolutely. Access for everyone.
Hmm. So anything else in this brochure that really struck you?
Yeah, there was. You know, they really emphasize the support aspect of their service.
Okay, and what does that mean exactly?
Well, all the staff are qualified, of course, but they also really understand the challenges that come with chronic lung conditions. It's not just about the physical symptoms, right? It's the emotional side, the social impact they get it. And they actually encourage patients to bring family members or carers to their
Oh,
appointments.
that's nice.
Yeah, it creates a really supportive, welcoming environment.
So you're not alone in this.
Exactly.
Okay, so to wrap things up, it sounds like the respiratory service at the Swan Hill Community Rehabilitation Center is like a one-stop shop for all things lung health,
Pretty much, yeah.
from, diagnosis to education to rehab, all in this super supportive environment.
And it makes you wonder, what if understanding and taking care of your lungs was about more than just, managing a condition?
Okay, I like where you're going with this.
What if it was about living a more vibrant, energetic life?
That's a powerful thought.
It is.
If you want to learn more, learn how to breathe easier, live better, scan that QR code we talked about, or visit the website, taking care of your lungs, it might just be the best investment you ever make.
I think so.
Until next time, happy breathing, everyone.